From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. Now, I knew we had a lot of landing areas here in the United States, but 19,315 airports, heliports, and seaplane bases? Wow. No matter what you call them or what they look like, all these areas have one thing in common. They represent a place where airplanes, helicopters, and seaplanes all come home to roost from time to time. To me, some of those airports represent much more of an opportunity than simply as landing areas, though. In case you've been napping the past 10 years, the aviation industry is still suffering from an economic recession of sorts. In the early 1980s, on average, we produced 15,000 piston aircraft every single year. Last year, we produced 1,328. In the 1990s, we had over 700,000 pilots on the FAA's register. Today, that number's in the high 500s and still dropping. Student pilot starts are down too, with nearly 7 in 10 of them quitting long before they ever earn a pilot certificate. Aircraft maintenance technician numbers have seen zero growth since 1990. Worst of all, 75% of the AMTs around today are over the age of 50. As an industry, our ship has been taking on water for some time, despite a number of great initiatives designed to increase the pilot, mechanic, and airplane supply. If we don't figure out a way to start bringing new blood to the industry soon, though, there won't be enough people to fly the airplanes we build, or fix them, or service them at any of those thousands of U.S. airports. The question, of course, is what do we do about something that, well, many people still think is somebody else's problem? Rather than begin another new national program, what if we focused our triage efforts locally, like at our neighborhood airport? When people think of learning to fly, they go to the airport. If they want to buy a plane, they often visit the airport first. When they need their airplane fixed, or they want a hangar, they go to the airport. To me, airports are just natural magnets for aviation activity. This is why I think airport managers are the logical ones to help. Traditionally, these folks keep the airport alive with solid pavement, newly mown grass, and runway lights that work. All very necessary tasks, of course. But marketing the industry? That's not something airport people normally think about. But if airport managers started thinking more about marketing, I think they could transform their airports into a local industry beacon of sorts, one that encourages people to learn to fly or become involved in any of a half dozen other careers in the industry. I'm not asking airport managers to fix the industry's woes all by themselves, though. Just help coordinate efforts with the rest of the airport tenants, companies who need the boost as much as the airport does. Imagine the value of organizing a couple of career days, or even a couple of Young Eagles rallies. What about starting an airport Facebook page or a blog, one that tells the local community about the value of the airport, one that regularly posts photos or stories gathered from all the other airport tenants? Before you know it, hey, we might even convince the community around our airport to, well, ignore those 8-foot barbed wire fences and stop in for a visit. I realize it's easy for me to suggest that airport managers be up to the challenge of coordinating a local industry marketing effort, especially when there may not be an immediate return on the investment. So for those naysayers who have already decided that this will never work, I'd like to hear your ideas. But then my paycheck, as well as the paychecks of the people that work for us, really depend on the industry pulling out of this slump. And in case you don't think your paycheck does, I'd suggest you rethink that idea. But if we don't all start realizing that fixing what ails our industry is everyone's concern, from flight schools to FBOs to flying clubs to maintenance and avionics shops and more, we may just one day find that those airport managers who are still around, well, they may have a lot fewer airports to watch over. I'm Rob Mark. We'll see you next time. And by the way, if you don't already subscribe to the Aviation Minute, you'll find us on iTunes under Jetwine, or certainly you can visit our archive at jetwine.com.